Let us therefore understand first the meaning of Kurukshetra. If divine is the creator of the world, then one consequence could be that the world should be manifesting divine nature. If divine is the creator, then the creation must bear the stamp of the creator. If the creation itself is the stuff of the creator, then in the creation also there must be the stamp of that stuff of the creator. Now, if the creator is Satchidananda, we should expect in this world only garden of love. This should be our expectation. If divine is the creator who is Satchidananda, then his creation must be nothing but a garden of play. Everywhere there should be Satchidananda manifested. This is the one logical conclusion that we can derive. And yet, we find the world is not like that. The world is not found by our experience to be a garden of play. On the contrary, we find one very important phenomenon: struggle, battle, in which the very life breath is produced by destruction. You can't breathe without killing germs constantly. Our own food is devouring. Anna is a word which is used in Sanskrit language for food. That means that which is devoured. Anna means that which is devoured. So, the very basis of our life, which is Anna, is productive of life because it is destroyed itself. In the process of eating, we destroy, and by destruction we live. In the Upanishad, there is a beautiful sentence to describe the world. The eater eating is eaten. The eater eating is eaten. You may think that you are eating something else, but you are not aware that you are also being eaten by somebody else. The eater normally thinks that he is eating somebody else, but he does not suspect that he himself is being eaten by somebody else. The whole world is nothing but eater eating is eaten. There is also a very great figure given in the Upanishads that God, when he sits for his banquet, then men of learning and men of war, courage, are articles of his food. And death is a spice. When he sits for his banquet, then Brahmins and Kshatriyas, that is to the men of knowledge and men of war and courage, heroism, are the articles of his food. He lives by eating the Brahmins and Kshatriyas. And death is a spice in the food. So his own food is dependent upon the articles of Brahmins and Kshatriyas, and death is used as a kind of a sauce so that the whole feast becomes very, very pleasant and tasty. Now this is a great graphic picture of the world. As Sri Aurobindo says, the Indian thought is bold and courageous. It does not shirk from deriving consequences from its premises. If God is the only reality, if the very stuff of the world is God, and if there is this kind of a problem of death, killing, eating, devouring, then God must be in it. He himself must be the eater, he himself must be the producer of death. This consequence cannot be thought out or wished away. It is a necessary consequence, so we must take it as our premise and our solution of the problem. We should not run away from it, saying, oh, God cannot be like that. But why not? try to understand what is his mezakar, try to understand what is his eating, what is death. Try to understand this instead of running away from it, saying this is contradictory of God. But why?